Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you see from this Patriots offense, just to start us off.
Well, they are, you don't want to say a totally well-oiled machine, but it's about as close as you can get to that. I mean, they do a great job. They all are on the same page. They do an extremely good job of communicating, changing the tempo. They take advantage of defenses' mistakes with the best of them. So they're about as close as you can get to a well-oiled machine as you can get in football.
How do you go about preparing for their no-huddle?
You do the best you can to try to simulate that in practice, and it's not easy because they can get to the line and snap one within about 4 or 5 seconds, or they can go to the line and make you show what you've got and then make an audible of some sort. So they do a good job of handling that and communicating with each other, and that's one of the things that you have to try to practice for. And, again, like I said, it's not easy to get ready for it.
Has the addition of Brandon Lloyd changed what they do in the passing game all that dramatically?
Oh, yeah, it has. I mean, he's their, looks like their number one receiver now, at least in far in terms of receptions. So last year they were much more inside-oriented, whereas now they've got an outside receiver that they're throwing to. So it is. It's a different look for them.
It looks like they stumbled a little bit late against the Ravens, but what did you see on the defensive side of the ball the first two games when they were able to hold Chris Johnson to, I think it was 4 yards, and then Larry Fitzgerald in that second game to, I think it was, I want to say it was one catch.
Yeah, they are much improved run defense from last year and really overall defense. I think they finished last year last or next to last, and this year they're 14th, so they've done a very good job of improving their defense, and they were playing physical run up front and playing the pass coverage when they have to. They got caught a couple times last week, like you said, but overall they've played much better defensively.
You have a former Patriot up there, Mark Anderson. How has he done getting acclimated to your system after a year here in New England?
Oh, I think he's done a good job. He's the one that would really have to answer that question. But from my perspective, he's done a very good job of adjusting to everything that we're trying to do here and what we ask him to do. He's playing the run well, and he's being able to rush the passer and get some sacks. So, I mean, that's why you sign a guy, is to be an all-around player.
In that same vein, how has the addition of Mario Williams changed what you guys do, if at all, defensively?
Well, I don't think it's changed us. I think it's enhanced us. Just having a presence like that and a player like that at the defensive end position really helps you. I mean, he's a big, strong, physical run player, and he's got a great power move in the pass rush. And then if you start squatting on the pass, on the power move, he can get around you. So he's really had a major impact on all phases of the game defensively for us.
I think from the outside, some people were a little bit surprised this week when you guys decided to cut your punter. What went into that decision, and how do you feel about where you guys are right now when it comes to special teams?
Well, we've done some things really well in special teams, but other things we haven't done as well, and we just are hunting for consistency at that position. And Brian had done a great job in preseason, and then early this season just hadn't been as consistent as we wanted him to be. So we're hoping that we'll be able to create some consistency. It's probably a false assumption that this guy's going to come in and just be all world from day one, but we've had enough experience with him in the preseason that we feel pretty good about Sean.
You have some moving parts right now at the running back position. Where are you heading into this week with both Fred and CJ as it stands right now?
Well, Fred's ahead of CJ right now, and we didn't know that would be the case, you know, going into last week's game. But when CJ got hurt, Fred was making good progress. I think Fred's going to practice today, and then we'll see if we can get CJ on the practice field by the end of the week. They both have recovered a lot faster than we thought they would.
Coach, I really appreciate your time. Thanks.
All right. Take care.